My name is Ketsia Aurelien, K-E-T-S-I-A-A-U-R-E-L-I-E-N. I'm a nurse practitioner. This is for patient Robin Hoffman, R-O-B-I-N-H-O-F-F-M-A-N, number one. Chronic kidney disease, stage 3B. This CKD is likely related to nephrosclerosis associated with diabetes mellitus, hyperlipidemia, hypertension, tobacco dependence, hyperlipidemia, and obesity, period. The patient has been a diabetic since 1995, and currently has uncontrolled A1C of 9.4%, period. Her cholesterol levels are also uncontrolled, and she currently smokes 30 cigarettes daily, period. Her kidney functions reveal a BUN of 29 from 34, creatinine of 1.82 from 1.9, and a GFR of 31 from 27. There is evidence of selective proteinuria with urine albumin to creatinine ratio of 1,877 milligrams from over 2,000 milligrams, period. There is no activity in the urinary sediments. Period. The patient is currently taking Farxiga 10 milligrams daily, as well as Trulicity, injections weekly, period. We spent a lengthy time discussing the importance of lifestyle changes, starting with a plant-based diet, devoid of animal protein, processed foods, decreased sodium, and overall fluid intake, period. We also encourage her to quit smoking, and she verbalizes understanding and states she will purchase over-the-counter nicotine patches, period. The patient has a family history of kidney disease with both parents, period. Her mother was born with her kidneys folded in half and was on dialysis, and her father was also in end-stage renal disease, failure, and was about to start dialysis when he passed away, period. The patient herself had been on dialysis for 8 months in 2014, back in Michigan, due to an allergic reaction with the contrast dye, which had her in a coma and end-stage renal failure. We will obtain the medical records from Fresenius in Michigan at Chesterfield office from Dr. Tayeb, T-A-Y-E-B, nephrologist, for further information about her her hemodialysis history, period. We will order nephritis lab and a renal ultrasound for further evaluation. Period. She reports bubbles in the urine and nocturia about 2 times, but denies hematuria or any urinary symptoms. Period. The next line, subnephrotic range proteinuria. As per number one, we will repeat CKD lab work and order additional workup for nephritis. Next line, hyperlipidemia, which is uncontrolled with total cholesterol of 334, HDL of 42, triglycerides of 364, and LDL of 230. She is currently taking fenofibrate by her PCP. We recommend discontinuing the fenofibrate due to nephrotoxic capabilities and gave her samples for Vascepa, 1 gram BID. We also sent prescription of Vascepa to her pharmacy, period. We recommend decreasing her intake of simple carbohydrates and foods high in fat and cholesterol, period. Next line, type 2 diabetes mellitus with hyperglycemia. Her A1C is 9.4%. As previously mentioned, she is currently taking Farxiga and Trulicity, as well as Lantus 80 units in the morning, as well as 80 units at night, and Novolog on an as-needed basis. She has an upcoming appointment with Hannah Campbell, APRN endocrinologist, on the 11th of October, 2022, for further evaluation. Here we will repeat the A1C level. Next line, hypothyroidism with uncontrolled TSH of 37.14. Period. She is currently taking levothyroxine. This elevation in her TSH could result in her uncontrolled hyperlipidemia. Period. We will repeat the thyroid panel, and she has an upcoming appointment with Hannah Campbell next month for further evaluation. Period. Next line, vitamin D deficiency. She is currently taking vitamin D 35,000 units daily. We recommend continuing it. Next line, nicotine dependence. We strongly emphasize the necessity to quit smoking. Next line, obesity with BMI of 31.2. She weighs 193 pounds today. We encourage her to lose weight by adopting a plant-based diet and increasing her physical activity. Next line, arterial hypertension. Her blood pressure today is well controlled with reading of 131 over 88. She is euvolemic. We recommend decreasing sodium intake to 2 grams in 24 hours and overall fluid intake to 60 grams in 24 hours. Period. Next line, history of AFib. She currently takes Plavix, but denies taking any other anticoagulation, such as Eliquis or Warfarin. This is managed by her PCP. Next line, COPD. Next line, history of uterine cancer in 1995, status post chemo and surgery. Next line. RLS. In addition, the patient denies any cardiac issues other than atrial fibrillation, period. She does report having cataract and retinopathy with seepage, but no bleeding. She follows at the eye specialist yearly and denies receiving injections of in the back of her eyes. We will reevaluate this case in 6 weeks with lab work and renal ultrasound for further evaluation of the renal structures. And